Zayas to discuss some inyanim of bracha achrona in terms of shiurim and, you know, for both liquids and solids. So just the basics, you know, without getting involved in anything fancy, the Gemara tells us that we have an asmachta from the pasuk Eretz Chito Sor v'Gefna Sein Rimon Eretz Zeshem Advash. So they learn out a number of different halachos, although the Gemara concludes that these are all halachos l'moshe misinai, and the Kraz and asmachta ba'alma, but we learn a lot of different halachos for amounts that the Torah has for different things, and we sort of plug it into this pasuk, depending on how you learn shat and asmachta. But the comment that the Gemara has for Zeis Shemen is Eretz Sherov Shiurea Kizaisim or Kizais. I don't know if that's an exact quote, but the Rove of the Shiurim are Kizais, which means that most of the time, when any time we're dealing with anything related to Achila and also in Yanim of Tumas Ohel and things like that, there are many, and other things in between. There are many shiurim that are related to the concept of a kezias. So this same is true when it comes to the shiur achila. For example, whenever the Torah necessitates an achilas kachim, achilas matzah, it's always achila bekezias, that the term achila means kezias. For example, on Yom Kippur, there is no din of eating a kezias per se, because there is no Isser Achila on Yom Kippur. Now, that's ridiculous. Of course, one is not permitted to eat on Yom Kippur, but it's actually a mitzvah of Inui, and it's an Isser that comes from the mitzvah of Inui, and it's a mitzvah to afflict yourself on Yom Kippur, not Dafka. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you may not eat on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Gemara in Yuma understands that there's a different shear for eating on Yom Kippur than there is for eating in general, which is a koseves hagasa, a large fig, which is the Chazal understood that a person receives a little bit of a yishuv hadas from eating that amount, which is more than a kezias. Kezias you could eat and you won't even know that you ate it. Now, in terms of how long a person has to eat, so that the Gemara says you have kidei achilas pras. A pras is a significant amount of bread. It's a machlokas in the poskim, whether it's three kezesim or four kezesim, three beitzim or four beitzim. So it's a large amount of bread, as opposed to a kezias, where it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether or not it's two kezesim in a beitza or three kezesim in a beitza. So you're basically talking about, you have the amount, according to the most machmer shita, you have the amount of time it takes to eat six kezesim, to eat one kezias, whereas according to the most lenient opinions, you have the amount that it takes to eat 12 kezesim. So you just have to eat like a normal person, and you will certainly, according to any and all machmer or makel opinions, be yotzei eating a kezias in the right amount of time. Now, there are different discussions in terms of how big is a kezias. Pashtus is, a kezias is the size of an olive. If you want to go, if you want to be machmir, you say it's the size of two olives. You could say that niskatnu ashurim and things are really twice the size. Most kezesim that people hold of is larger than the size of two regular size olives. The Mishnah says clearly in Maseches Kalim that we're talking about a Zayas Beinoni. I don't know enough about olives to know exactly what the size of the average olive is opposed to a large or small olive, but I would be willing to bet that the olives that come to our table are at the very least a Zayas Beinoni, and therefore it would be, if you eat the amount of two or three or four or five olives, it's hard to say at a certain point that you did not eat a kezias. L'maisa, the sugyas are what they are. It takes, real study to understand what's going on in these sugyas. And, there's a, Rabbi Bodner has a kezias book where he uses a liquid displacement to try to figure out the volume of kezesim for daraisas, for darabanans. We generally eat a more machmir kezias when we're doing achilas daraisas. So, for example, one kezias of matzah on the first night of the Seder, you're going to be more machmir in terms of, for the shita of the tzlach. That you want to eat a double kezias versus the other shiur amid the rabbanon, you want to be more makel. That is the briefest possible overview I could give for the idea of eating a kezias. Now, there is a concept of a beria in halacha, which is a concept min ha-Torah and mid the rabbanon. Min ha-Torah, one who eats a beria is chayiv malchus, as the Mishnah in Makkos says that a person who eats an entire ant is chayiv malchus because he ate exactly what the Torah said he's not allowed to eat. And that's the Lashon Mipneshu Kibriyah. So the standard explanation over there is that the berry is a davar chashuv, and therefore you ate a davar chashuv even though it was less than a kazayis. A secondary way to look at it in the Rishonim is that you ate what the Torah said you're not allowed to eat. The Torah said don't eat this ant, and you ate this ant. I didn't eat a kazayis of ant. Doesn't matter. You did exactly what the Torah said not to do. Either way, the Rabbanan form of a beria is that a beria is a davar chashuv, therefore a beria is not batel b'shishim, it's not even batel b'elef, right? If you have a bug that you know is a complete bug in a cholent, it falls into the cholent, and then you can't eat the whole cholent, even though you can't find the bug anymore. It's a beria, it's not batel. All right, there's a lot of halachas associated with that. When it comes to bracha achrona, Tosos and other Rishonim discuss if you eat an entire beria, if you eat a fruit that's smaller than a kazayas, or perhaps even a full section of a fruit or something to that effect, would you be chayev to make a bracha achrona, considering that's like a davar chashuv? So Tosos has a suffik about that. They quote different opinions, and it's really a suffik in halacha whether or not a person is chayev to make a bracha achrona after eating a beria. So therefore, what would be recommended in certain cases, for example, a person eating sunflower seeds, a person eating small nuts, or something that's hard to eat within the shear of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, that's generally meant to be eaten casually, and it's a beria, so you should try to make sure you have something that requires the same bracha achrona. If you're sitting at a softball game or a baseball game eating pistachios or eating sunflower seeds where you might not get a kazayas with Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, but it might be a beria, make sure you drink a cup of water or something that requires a bari nefashos along with it, and then you're for sure going to be yotzei the kazayis betoch kedei achilas pras to the point that you would definitely need a bracha achrona. Fine, that's the again very very bekitzer version of foods. What about drinks? Drinks is a little more complicated because drinks, the shear of a drink is a revius, which is a quarter of a lug. Let's say for argument's sake, there's many shitos, obviously, how much is a lug. Let's say for argument's sake, somewhere between 3 and 4 ounces when it comes to dinam midrabbanan. When it comes to daraisas, maybe somebody wants to be machmer, like the Chazon Ish, that maybe it's closer to 5 to 6 ounces. So perhaps for kiddush on Friday night, which is a chi of daraisa, maybe you want to have a more machmer revius, like, you know, between 5 and 6 ounces. For kiddush Shabbos day, You might want to have a more makel revius, which is somewhere between 3 and 4 ounces. Similarly, for the dalad kosos on the Leil HaSeder, dalad kosos is certainly midrabanan, so you can have smaller kosos between 3 and 4 ounces. Versus on the for the first cup, which is kiddush, which if it's Friday night is doraisa, if it's Leil Yontif, it's probably only midrabanan, but. So you may want it for kiddush, you might want to have a larger kos, and for the other three kosos, you might want to have a smaller kos or whatever. That's the basic idea of a revius, and you have to drink the revius within a certain time frame as well. So the question is, how long is that time frame? So the standard approach in Rishonim is a machlokes, whether or not you have kedei achilas pras, which is plenty of time to drink a revius, or you have kedei shesias revius, which is not plenty of time to drink a revius. It's the amount of time that a person would drink a revius as a normal person. Meaning, if you're sitting drinking from a cup, you're not at a keg party for frat boys, you're not at a tea party for old British women where they're either chugging or they're sipping. You're drinking like a normal person, so you're generally going to consume a revius within a second or two, as the case may be. Now, that leads to issues when it comes to water fountains. It leads to issues when it comes to hot drinks and the like. Now, there is a discussion in the Achronim, most notably Minchas Chinuch, wants to suggest that every food and every drink has its own shear when it comes to the amount of time it takes to drink it. So you're not going to evaluate the shear of hot coffee the same way you would evaluate the shear for cold water or warm water, right? So if you have room temperature water, that's the easiest thing in the world to drink. If you have cold soda, it's very easy to drink it quickly versus hot tea or hot coffee, it's going to drink much slower. So Minchas Chinuch has this idea that you would make a bracha achrona no matter what, whereas most other achronim disagree. So Mishnah Berurah has a compromise where he says you should drink the coffee until you get to the bottom. You save yourself 3-4 ounces at the bottom, and then chug that at a normal pace, you know, so that you would be chayev to make a bracha achrona l'chulei alma. That's, you know, one suggestion that we have. In general, if you go to, I remember one time I was visiting in Lakewood, there was all the water fountains in the yeshiva had cups next to them. So a friend of mine said, oh, is that because they don't think it's menschlich to drink from water fountains? I said, it could be, I don't know, but perhaps it's also just to get over the problem of not getting enough water, tol kadesh yisias revias, that you want to make sure you drink a revias in the allotted amount of time. Okay, again, that's I don't know if that answers the question that was asked, but if you have specific details you want me to discuss, please let me know.